Case again.
You have it.
It's on page Tezvav. It's on page Tezvav. Okay, so we're going to discuss a shilin and shilin. The person does not remember. You make a pledge to an organization. You're going to give tzedakah for an aliyah for yahrzeit, and you just don't remember. Did you give the money? You wake up a month later. Wait a minute, I made a pledge. It was the Yiskar appeal. Did I give the money to the guy to give tzedakah? All right, so really you can check your bank account, you can check your credit card, or you can. But let's say you give cash, so you just don't remember what you did. Here, here's page, pay dollar, page here.
Well, you don't want to remember.
You don't want to remember. So the basic rule is hamloitzi mechaveroi olav harayah. Okay, let's see what it says over here.
What if you give them a check and they never cash it?
If you give a check and they don't cash it, so then you still machave yourself to give. Okay, I don't know, that's a different child. Let's see what it says over here. A person that has obligated himself to give money to tzedakah, he does not remember. He has obligated to give money to this, whatever the situation is. What is the example? You don't remember. Did I give? Did I not give? One thing I know for sure, I made a pledge at a Yiskor appeal, and I do not remember if I gave the money. The Shurish of Safik who Lufisha Bukhola Torah Kaimalam Shasafik Maman Lakula. We have a general rule. When it comes to Mamanis, Davar Shabim Maman, we always go Lukula. However, there's also another principle with Safik is Sulchumra. If you have a piece of meat and you do not know, is the meat kosher, is the meat non-kosher, you're not allowed to eat the meat. Pashan, Tosam. So therefore, when dealing with Tzedakah, how do we look at Tzedakah? Do we look at it as a din mamoin, and then we apply the rule of hamaytzi mechaveroi olav haraya, or then you're exempt? Or do we look at tzedakah as a din isser you must give? In other words, if you had a business dealings with your friend, and there's a question, do you owe him money? He provided a service. He went to the dentist, and the dentist, he doesn't remember, did he fill two cavities or did he fill one cavity? Okay, you can't check because you had multiple cavities filled in over the years by different dentists. And then the dentist calls you up and says, my records got lost. Remember 3 months ago you came in for a cavity? Was it one cavity or two cavities? And you tell the dentist, you know, I have no clue. I have really no recollection of what you did to me. So the dentist says, okay, so I'm going to bill you for two. So he says, no, you're not. You're only going to bill me for one. So you go to a din Torah. So what is a din Torah? You only bill for one. You want me to pay you? My insurance is not paying, even the insurance is gezel. Prove that you provided a service for two. Until you can prove otherwise, I only as a sotik, I'm not paying you now. I'll pay halacha. The halacha does not require you to give more than what is certain. So when it comes to tzedakah, the tzedakah calls you up and they say to you, you made a pledge. We have on records you made a pledge of $1,000. Did you give the money? You didn't give the money. $1,000, you right away know, right? It's a lot of money. Okay, whatever it is. Do you remember? Well, you know, I really don't know if I gave you or didn't give you the money. I don't.
You get these phone calls. You get these phone calls saying last year.
No, those are lies. Those are outrageous lies. Outrageous lies. Last year you gave $8. They send you a bill. They send you. Whoever said I pledged $18. What kind of nonsense is this? That's all a fake. It's all a fake out. But let's talk about. But let's say we have this question, we have this issue. So when it comes to mamoin bin odom lachaveru, we have a rule of hamoitzi mechaveroi olav haroya. When it comes to iser, if you have a tzedakah, is the meat kosher, not kosher? Of course, you're not allowed to eat the meat. It's aser. Question: when it comes to tzedakah, I have an obligation, not a dentist. I have a tzedakah. I have pledged to give a donation to an organization. So therefore, what status does it have? Does it have the status of iser or the status of mamon? That is the dilemma. What? You need a receipt. You just need proof.
But obviously, there's no record of.
There's no record. I'm going with sloppy bookkeeping. Okay, we're dealing with a really yeshiva operation.
No, so there's
having
to be toveya.
What?
Doesn't know who to give.
Even if they're toveya, let's say they're toveya, they mamish come to the vey. You made an organization. They call you up and they say you made a pledge. So you say, I think I paid you. You have records? We don't have records. What records? People just okay like that, right?
His records got destroyed.
But we don't know. Yeah, like, it's not so far fetched. You have the organization on the spur of the moment. They make they have fundraising event. You come to collect money, and it's you don't have records. But it bothers you. You made a pledge, and you don't know if you have fulfilled your pledge. So what is the halacha? You mechuyev to pay me sofek. So this is Madina. Okay, it's the fifth line. So until you know for sure that you have not given, then you can keep the money for yourself. So now, how does the tie into the Daf Yomi? You get to keep it. So you have to do hafrasha. When it comes to a case of your grain, in the third and sixth year, the Gemara says if you're not sure, you have to be mafresh, the maisa ani, but you can keep it. You don't have to give it. You can keep it for yourself. In order that, because it should be tevel, because until you set aside the maisa ani, the grain may be tevel. And if the grain is tevel, eating that grain would be a chiv misa b'dei shemayim. So you have to set aside the maisa ani, so there's no shayla of tevel, but I don't have to give it until the aniim come and prove that I have not given it, because maybe I already gave it to them. So if you see from the Gemara, from the Gemara it appears that giving tzedakah, there's no greater tzedakah, aser ta aser. We lay a few times a year, aser ta aser, you separate, give tzedakah, give a 10%, so you should be rich. Aser b'shvil shatis asher. You should become rich. So it's stock. And yeah, the Gemara here says that if you have a suffix, you mafrish, but you don't have to give. So you see that stock has din of mamoin. Uvi emes, achroin mechis al harbe mitzvos. Achroin, they discuss many mitzvos. Sheyesh b'gam suffix, mamo gam suffix mitzvah. Kogoy mitzvos, priyas balchoy mitzvah. We have a rule that the payoff of paying off your debts is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that the day the worker finishes his job, you must pay him bo bayom. All of these things, so there are many, many mitzvahs which involve mamon, paying off your debts, paying a worker, giving up pidyon haben. All of these things are mitzvos which require you to pay money, and you do not know what the hell if you paid or not. So what do we do in these cases? So again, the same dilemma. All of these mitzvos find themselves in the same dilemma. Is it a din of mitzvah and you're chayiv misafik, or do we say that since the mitzvah is to give mamon, you're exempt? So now he's going to go into some of the different opinions. So Baal Avi Ezri, Rav Meir, who's the Avi Ezri? Rav Shach, right? Chiluk. Okay, this is a private thing. You meet him. Baal Avi Ezri, Rav Shach. He writes Chiluk Shabeim Bezdin Pasku Shemutu Loy Lahachzik Es Hamamayin. If Bezdin Paskins that you're allowed to keep the Mamon Shuv Einoy Sofik Iser Shrei Hefker Bezdin Hefker. If originally it starts out as an Isser, but there's a Sofik, and Bezdin says you're allowed to keep it. Now, I don't understand. It's a very deep lumness that's taking place here, which I don't grasp. The Beis Din can convert an Isser into Mamon. When Beis Din paskins the Halacha, that converts it from Isser to Mamon. And once it becomes Mamon, then we apply the rule, HaMoitzi Mecha Derei Olof Haraya. So,
like by Abram's own, and then we have a guy, 100,000, whatever.
Okay.
That's Knas. So, once Beis Din paskins that, you know, they're chayav to Reuven, it turns into Mamon.
It turns into Mamon. Okay, so that's what he's saying. So we start out with a suffix, and if the Beis Din, now you have to discuss all the various scenarios, or whatever the scenarios are. Beis Din says it's a suffix, Beis Din says you don't have to give the money. That's it. Now it turns into Mamon. Once it's Mamon, it's HaMotzi Mechadero. You have no, even though it may be a suffix, you don't have to give it. Omnam Ho'igus Moshe Docha Svar Zom Mnei Shiha Gufot Sarach Tam. So here is the Rav Ula Rav Moshe. All depends what came first. In Kodam, if the chiv mitzvah came first, then you're automatically going to be chayv no matter what. Avlim koydim chal chiv mamoin, uchsheyeish shalav chiv mamoin, yeish shalav mitzvah lefroy as also chayv mamoin. Chiv mamon in kein machmas asafik mamon mi oil mi chal olav achiv mamon. I'll give an example in a moment. Or miyacha ve'ein chiv mamon ein mitzvah lekayim es achiv mamon. Now before we go first, give you an example. Let's say you have the pay of your worker. Okay, paying workers. Or someone comes, you hire a worker to do labor, to plow your field, and now he finishes the job. Now, the Torah came along and said, "B'yoymoi titein secharoi." So, what came first, to pay him the money, or the mitzvah of when the worker finishes the job, "B'yoymoi titein secharo"? Paying the money, the mamonis. I don't remember. Did I pay? Did I not pay? I have a very short memory. You finished the job today. I have 50 workers over here. I'm paying. I'm doing a lot of work over here, and I'm giving away money right and left. Did I pay you or not? I don't remember. So you claim there's a suffix, whatever, the legitimate suffix. So the worker says, "Oh, it's not a din mamon, it's a din iser, because since I finished the job today, I was working for 3 weeks, and today I finally finished the job. The Torah says b'yoymoi titein secharoi, so it's a din mamon, din iser." Nonsense. Nonsense. The taka, there's a din iser and a din mitzvah, but that mitzvah is only built upon a foundation of mamon. So therefore, you can apply the rule of safek mamon lekula. But let's say pigyon haben. Is that a din iser or is that a din mamon? It's a din iser. I have an obligation to redeem my son. I don't remember, did I redeem my son, did I not redeem my son? So you want to go say, "Oh, it's safek mamon lekula, hamotzi mechaveroi." You're right. Giving the mamon is the result, is an outgrowth of the mitzvah. But it all is built on a foundation of a mitzvah. So this is the yisod of Rav Moshe. You have to go look every single situation. Now the question, what about tzedakah? Tzedakah, what is tzedakah? When you have an obligation to give tzedakah, that's, let's see, that's the question. Because when it comes to most mitzvahs, it's very clear cut. When it comes to the mitzvah, let's say, mitzvah, there it's clear cut. The foundation is mama. Upon the mama, we add, for the icing on the cake, we add a mitzvah. When it comes to pidyon haben, then the other way around. But when it comes over here to this case, the essence of giving tzedakah and giving peah, that is an issur. Madasanim was Safik Mamun. The Safik Mamun Lakula. Uber Shaharamban, the Harashba Savim, Shabbat Isser Kodam. What's the lamnis? The Isser was Kodam. Sofik Shabbat Isser Kodam Ladin Mamun. Shah Isser also Shayya Mamun Anim. The prohibition is an Isser that the Mamun belongs to the Anim. Ulachinu Sofik Isser Shulachumra. That's the understanding of the Ramban and the Rashba. The Haran Saiver Shagam Bepeo Din Ha Mamun Koidem. Shamach Mashum Mamun Anim Nesar. Because this belongs to the property of the poor person, that's why it's forbidden for me to derive benefit until I give it to them. L'cheinu safik, and therefore k'moy b'safik manas kahuna shehu l'kula, and that's why the Ran holds that if you have a safik, if you gave the manas anim, you do not have to give it, you go l'kula. So basically, Rav Moshe is saying it's a machlokes rishonim, the Rashba and the Ramban on mitzad echad, and the Ran on the other side, and Rav Moshe wants to learn the lamdas is, generally the question is what came first, is it din moment, is it din iser? Staka has both. The question is which one came first. That's machlokes in the Ramban and the Ran. V'chein begeder b'neder litzlitein stock. Now we come to our shayla. We make a neder, a pledge, a yizkar appeal. You pledge to give $100 to the organization, and you don't remember did you give. So was that the moment? Was that the nisr? It's really both. The question is what comes first. Bein b'harei olai, bein b'harei zo. Yesh gam kein lehistapek. We have a suffix. Im hu mamon oichoyv sheyesh ani metzlo. Is this mamon and an obligation you have to the poor people? Machmas ziyesh ze yesh olav iser gezel aniim ubal ta'acher. Do we view this to be a din of iser? Since there are poor people, I have an obligation. Vnim sasha iser who achar sha'asa mamon, and you have two. They are both. First you have mamon, and then you have also. And once you have an obligation of bal ta'acher and gezel aniim. But what came first? Ulchein kishyesh safik who. We have a suffix. I'll go to the next page Yud Tezayin. A suffix Mamun Shulakula. Do we say that when you make a pledge, the pledge starts off as a din mamun? I'm giving money to the poor people. Once I designate this as their mamun, now upon that, a schal is superimposed upon that, a din iser. That money is forbidden for me to derive benefit because I have to give it away to the poor people, and it's baal ta'achi, and I'll delay. But the iser comes second. The iser is second. What came first was the chiv mamun. The chiv mamun is hamotzi mechaveroi. Or yishain kan mamun aniyim, rak iser la'avor al nidroi. V'achiv l'kayim osa shiyehe l'aniyim zuchus. ולכן כשיש סופק הוא סופק דאיסר שהוא לחומר וגם מזנך לו הרמבן הרשב והרן הנאו. So therefore, Rav Moshe is saying, when it comes to giving a pledge of tzedakah, this is going to be exactly the same dilemma, the same achlekes rishonim. Is it an is? What? There's definitely both. That we're making clear. There's both. There's iser and there's mammon. And Rav Moshe just wants to put it in perspective: is what of the two comes first? When you make a pledge, you're putting upon yourself a monetary obligation, and once the monetary obligation is also a mitzvah. To remove that prohibition from yourself, which of the two came first? That's going to be the nafkamina. If it will be a safik, v'hine hiksha haigris Moshe shebesugin mevuah she safik meiser ani avpi shemuchiv lahafresh mimneshu safik iser enoy mechuyev loseis hameiser laani. That was the daf. That if you have a suffix, you have to be mafish from your grain, but you don't have to actually give it. If the mitzvah is to be mafkir, lahafkir, hare yesh mokim loy mashiyesh iser al haba olam lakachtoi. They should not be allowed to take it. There's an iser.
So what if a person makes a neder? I'm making a neder, but I'm not sure. Ain't a liar, Christ. So he has to give it. So Tosfos is a very short Tosfos. Says the ein ze masna masha kosev b'Torah. That's it.
So why isn't that masna? Yeah.
I don't say why. Because
all right, maybe interesting. Okay, so let's see further what he says. It will be a shemachlekes haran haran v'haramban toli b'sugin sharan sever shemaachar u'maiser sheni hamischalek v'goyren who hefker the maiser oni. What is the lomus of maiser oni? When you separate maiser oni, what exactly are you doing when you separate maiser oni? You mafker it. In Mafkur, you say that the 10% is the aniim can come and take it. It's hefker. The ain by toivas hanol lebolim vafilu im habolim ani nuf olim lebolim is an ani. They're not allowed to take it. Who muchach litin as a ma'is ani la'nacherim shaloi kimatones kuhuna ulviya. Okay, so he's saying there's a very big difference between ma'iser ani and truma and ma'iser. Truma and ma'iser, the owner owns. It's yours. You can decide to whom you give the truma and ma'aser. Ma'aser oni, you have no decision. It's pure hefker. You leave it in the fields for the aniyim. The osel olito li'atzmei rak la'nichoi b'shar. You have to leave the ma'aser oni in the gate of your field and let them take it themselves.
Not an oni can take it.
A person who's he's not allowed to take it. A person, you have a policeman watching. Only a poor man is allowed to come take, but you have me
not.
But you don't have a decision. You cannot direct it. You cannot direct it. An oni can show up at the gate as long as he provides an ID. I am an oni. I am I'm a bona fide oni. I'm accredited. New York State has declared me to be an oni. I have a badge. I have a badge that says I'm an oni. You cannot deny him. When it comes to Truman Meister, you can have all the kohanim and levim line up all they want. I'm only going to give it to who I decide. That means when it comes to Meister, you are a ba'olim. You are an owner. When it comes to a Meister oni, it's hefker. I'm not the balabayas. So l'mayin afkamin if we vur b'ramam tesis m'meila who hefker v'zochsa toira la'aniim. The Torah gave it to the aniim. Rak shem Meister oni yesh odin. Now it's hefker. Now what's it now? If it's hefker l'chayra it's a moment, but what do you mean? Should be voice agasham yichin wabolim likham libes amnas lechalkam laniim. In the winter time, you're allowed to take it into your home in order to distribute it. Umeachar v'ikar hamitzvah hu lahafker. But since you the ikar mitzvah to be mafker, v'chol zos seika lekula, you're allowed to keep it for yourself. The einim mechuyev lekayim misafik mitzvah hanocha or mitzvah nesina. Al kain shegam kishayesh chiyev lahafker oyim hamotzei mechaveri olav haraya. Even when you have to be mafkir, we still apply the rule of motzi mechaveri. Umuchach shabuchol mana sanim achiv hamamoyni koydem. The oimrim sofik mamon lekula ulechein afilu peya shabaolim mechuyavim lahafkir ein lahem tovasana lahachlid lemi loses as a matanos. Shorei shoisuhu sheyesh lanim zuchus mamon umachmas as zuchus mamon yesh olav chiv lahafkir. So he seems to be saying that what comes first is the din mamon. Since when it comes to meiser oni and peya, it's you have to be mafkir it, and then you're just not allowed to deny them access. The first thing, what he seems to be saying, Rav Moshe seems to be saying, is that the first din is a din mamoin. If it's a din mamoin, then a suffix mamoin is lakula. That appears to be according to all opinions. Let's make it clear. Everyone seems to be saying that when it comes to Maiser Oni in the field and Peya, everyone, B'li Shum Yotzei Min HaKlal, no exception, learn that it is a Din Hefker. It is purely a din. It's a din mamon. Mamon comes first, even though, of course, on ma'aser oni there's going to be superimposed upon you bal ta'acher, and there are other limitations. But everyone has to agree that the beginning of the process of ma'aser oni is a din mamon. You mafker it. I'm mafker it. The Torah told me to declare it hefker. That starts the process. Now this is mamon. Now, after I'm after it, now there are limitations of what I can do with it. So that becomes a din iser. Since the mamon came first, if I have a suffix, I don't have to give it. We apply the rule, hamotzei mechaver el varaya. Everyone has to agree to that. But when it comes to pledging money to tzedakah, making a neder or nedava, that's not comparable to the case of Maisani. Acharamban v'harash b'soivim she'ef shalulma mi'maisani. You can't compare the case of pledging tztaka to Maisani. L'fi shebepeya sharish ha-mitzvah hu din lahafkir v'loi zuchus mamon v'im keino isa koydim yesho din safik isar u'lechenin l'balam zuchus v'dov l'chalkam l'mishem reitzim ma she'en kein Maisani ha-mischalek b'bayis. When you give your own tzedakah, I'm not exactly sure what it means, but I think what it means to say is that when you pledge money to a stock or organization, I don't have to give that money. That money is purely, it's my discretion. I can direct the money to whoever I want to give the money to. So there's more of a tzad iser in a regular din tzedakah. Even though the Gemara makes it very clear that when it comes to maaser ani and peah, that you don't have to give it to the poor if you have a safek, because hamotzei mechaveri olav haraya, that is because the grain in the field is a din hefker. But when you have money in your bank account, if you have earned money and you have to now give that money to tzedakah, that's not a din of hefker. That's purely your discretion. I can decide to who to give the money to. Grain that grows in the field is hefker. I have to declare it hefker to anyone who wants to come and take it. But money that I earn, in that I earn and I want to distribute, is not pure hefker. I'm making a decision to give that money to tzedakah. So since I am mechayiv myself, there is a tzad to say that the din iser comes before the din mamon. And if I have a pledge, and I'm not sure if I made the pledge in a chanami, there's a tzad to say, like the Ramban and like the Rashba, that it has a status of a din iser. And a din iser, we apply the rule of Safik L'chumra, I'll have to give the money a second time. Okay, so that is the gist of what he suggested. So to review very quickly, we have here a shayla: if you pledge to give money, if you pledge to give money to a stock organization, you do not know that you give the money. The question is it din mamon or is it din iser? If it's din mamon, hamaitzi mechaveri olof horoya. If it's a din iser, you have to be machmer. So the question: what is the halacha? So he brings down. So this is a very big dilemma. And this is not only when it comes to stock, this is only when it comes to all many mitzvos. Priyas Balchav Mitzvah, Pidyon HaBen, Hashav HaSaveda, Heshev HaSagzela. Every single time you have a mitzvah, you're dealing, you have the Shaila. So what is the halacha? So you have Moshe says a Yisoid. His Yisoid is, what came first? If the Mammon came first, then Hamoitzei Mechaverai. If the Isser came first, then you have to go L'chumra. So how does that translate into the case of Tzedakah? There is no answer. It's machlokes, the Ramban and the Rashba on one side and the Ran on the other side.
There's a difference between if you're just saying I'm going to give tzedakah, or you say I'm giving tzedakah to a specific organization.
No, if you say, even if you're going to give tzedakah, so that's what it seems, our merchants think, say it's still a safek, because it's your decision to give the tzedakah. No one's forcing you to give the tzedakah. You can give the tzedakah whoever you want. It's still your decision. Our merchants saying that don't ask a kasha from the Gemara. The Gemara here in Daf Pei Dalid, even the Gemara is very clear when it comes to Maaser Ani, it's a safek and you can keep it for yourself. The Gemara clearly seems to say that when it comes to tzedakah, it's a din mamon, and we say the rule of Hamoitzei Mechalera, it's not a raya from the Gemara, because the Gemara is discussing grain that grows in the field. Grain that grows in the field is a din of hefker, and you don't have the power to decide which ani gets and which ani does not get it. That in a chanami is a purely a din mamon. You have to be mafker it. You start off with din mamon. Then, after you mafker it, then there are restrictions which are isurim. You can't keep it for yourself. But since the din mamon starts first, that's why everyone will agree hamotzei mecher ol varaya. But when it comes to regular case of tzedakah, it's not clear. Indeed, it's machlokes between the Ramban, Rashba, and Yitzchak Echon, and the Ran on the other side. The Ramban and the Rashba seem to say that a regular tzedakah, pledge of tzedakah, is a din of Isser. Isser starts first, and you have to be machmir. The Ran says no, the din moment starts first. So these are the issues with regard to the shaila. Okay, let's start another shaila. Very quick shaila about a corporation. This is a very gishmak shaila. There is no answer. Moshe says the suffix. And Moshe says the Sabbath, there is no, it's machlokes rishonim. It doesn't appear, at least from what we read over here, that he's machriya. He just mafalpel in the sinning, there's no machriya, it's a suffix, what to do. There's a tzad to say to be nekel, there's a tzad to say to be machmir. There's no clear answer. And now halach, now one more, that's where we try to maybe do a little bit of this. Corporations. What status do corporations have? Banks, corporations, do they have the status of an individual with regard to ribbis? Hapoiskim, do you need a heter iska when it comes to a bank? Okay, a bank that lends money, that is a publicly traded bank, it's a corporation, are you allowed to pay them ribbis? Even if most of the shareholders are Jews, are you allowed to pay ribbis? Immigrant bank, they no longer exist, right? It was bought out, Apple bought them out, right? So, what? Not at least here. So is there a problem of ribbis? So here, Apoiskim Danu Bar, it's a ribbis, the bank, Uvi Monios. I think Monios means stocks. That's what it's called, stocks, Uvi Monios. Is that what it means, stocks? Share stocks. Apoiskim Danu Baruch at length. Im Mutalito will shalom ribbis the bank, Baalois Yehudi, when most people own the Bank of Israel. What is it called, Bank of Israel? Is that what it's called?
Bank Lumi.
It's all on my Jews. The chain, Liberty Point, they're gone. They're long gone, Liberty Point.
I know.
Shecholak Mibale Hama Niois, the Yehudim, the shareholders are all Jews. The Shevish Asafikuhim, Bale Hama Niois, Nechshavim, Baalim Alabank, the Hevra, are they called the owners? The Nimsush Naslish Ribis, I not a man Ribis. Ishema, here's the Yisoid, Hachevra, he Halva, the Hia Malve, it's a Hevra, he. Haloyve the hi ha malve, the chevra, the group is a loyve and a malve, the ain kan halvo l'achicha. The prohibition of ribis is to l'achicha to an individual, not to a corporation.
So what about a partnership?
And also, partnership
is an individual.
Let's see, I'm not sure. Mahu habayla shel tzibur. Umomen ha-shevet. When it comes to the mammon and mammon hashevet, when it comes to truma and meiser, there's no individual that can be toivea truma, because I don't have to give truma to you. I can give truma to another kohen. Only if the entire shevet, all of the kohanim will show up at my doorstep and say, "Here we're demanding from as the shevet." So really, a bank is like that as well, because a bank is, there's no one person; it's a corporation. So he brings that many cools that you do not need a heter iska to borrow and lend money to a Jewish bank.
So what's the comparison to the truma?
Truma, there's a rule of hamaytzeimech of you have a suffix if you give truma to a kohen. Do I give truma? I don't know if I've given truma. Do I have to give truma misafik? Do I have to give truma? The answer is no, because it's malman she'in la'am toivim.
So what does that do with the corporation?
So just like the entire shevet, it does not have the same rule as an individual. So a corporation also does not have the same rule as an individual. If I lend money to an individual, I lend money to one person and I pay him ribis, that's notorious, because that person has the power to collect. If I promise, I may have a contract, I'm going to pay you back double, I'm going to pay back 10%, so you have the power legally to collect the extra 10%. So that's ribis. But if you don't have the right on your own to collect, the corporation has the right to collect. I borrow money from a bank. There is no one person that can come knock on my door and say, "You borrowed $100, you better pay me back $120. There is no one person that can come make that claim. The only one that can make the claim is the bank. I just work for the bank. Don't shoot the messenger. Don't have tainus on me. I work for the bank. What? They do have, because of machmir, obviously. All the banks have had the risk of smanaze. But just like when it comes that no one particular kohen can come on the door and knock on the door and say, "Give me the truma. I'm not going to give you the truma. I have to give the truma to the shevet. I'll give the truma to who I want, and there's no one particular person that can come to demand. And because there is no one particular person that can come to demand, I don't have to even give it. Because there's a moment she'ein lohem toivim. There's no one that can come to collect. So maybe when it comes to a bank, when there is also no one particular person that can come and demand it, it's only an entity. An entity, a virtual entity that's coming to collect, maybe that changes the status of a halacha. So, v'hamari halevi, hiti machma she'amaldim him hanholas ha-bank, u'balei ha-bank, v'harei him loy minu es ha-pokit ha-noisnes halvo l'shuliach los es halvo zu. They never pointed a messenger. V'ha-pokit ha-malve b'poyel, the worker, or the teller, or the clerk, he's not a lender, he's not a ba'olim. The odd of tvei mahalva, the odd of tvei is even better than the halva. If you do a halva to a shlich, there's even a possibility, there's no shal of ribis. Okay, so we say that a bank is an entity that there's no problem of ribis. Hatsofnas paneach. Hitter mitam shein le bank bolim yiduim. Sharei im yismoitit a bank ein bale hamanuyos chayav l'shalim mikisam klum. There's liability. There is limited liability. They're protected. If the bank goes, if the bank collapses, can the people who have lent the money to the bank get their money back? Anyone to talk to?
FDIC.
If you, let's say there's no FDIC. So what are you going to do? You lose all your money. So there's no tithing. So that shows that we're not dealing with, and it's not the typical case. So if they want to go lend you money with ribis, there's no problem, because we're not dealing with the type of situation the Torah prohibits. V'yesh kan chevra halva v'halmalva. There's only a chevra ha-Torah osra ribis li'ochicha v'loy l'chevra. So there's so many heterim that you don't need to heter iska if you have a Jewish-owned bank. They made such a big fuss about it. Years ago, Emigrant Bank that was owned by Jews, and they had no heter iska. They put up signs all over the place. You're not allowed to deal with them. What's the gather? Habank loy nikra davar mesuyim. Barak davar shal tsura v'loy choymer uchashem shen ribis lehekdish. Just like there's no ribis lehekdish, she'ein rishus ploini ein ribis lebebank. Hamar shag. Hidra afilu im nemar shabala bank nechshav hamalder. Harei dupoil lelo hoye lebank l'shalim esabonu mechuyiv l'shalim mishar nechosov. They don't have to pay. There's no shibut. Since there's no obligation, if the bank is like that, limited liability. I don't know what that word is.
Limited liability?
What's the word over there? There's a word over there in parentheses. Beribis, avul aser la'adam prati lilvais mea bank mea chever ribis, sharehu meshubit beshibit aguf l'shalim chayvai. Okay, the bank can borrow from you.
A corporation.
Avul aser la'adam prati for an individual lilvais mea bank mea chever beribis from a bank, sharehu meshubit beshibit aguf l'shalim chayvai. Bala bank, a Yehudi nechshav malveh. Owners of the bank are called the mal, the lenders. So therefore, Moshe is machalik. It seems from Moshe, the bank is allowed to pay you ribis. Right? If you deposit your money in the bank, they can pay you. What do they pay now? 0.00001. Right? They pay you. Used to be 30%. Right? How many years ago was that? 40 years ago?
In the 80s.
When Jimmy Carter was 40%.
14%. Could you imagine that today? 18%. 18%.
Well, of course,
you're a loan shark. Can you imagine? Today you go to jail. Today, if you're taking from someone, if you're getting 18% from anyone, you'd be going there and say, you're a Ponzi scheme. Go straight to jail. They get 24%, 30%.
Depends how much inflation.
The credit cards. 18%. Credit cards charge you like 30%. 30%. Credit cards charge you 30%. That's why every single store was willing to give you a credit card. Amazon has a credit card. It's the most profitable business. Why do you have to go out and get someone else's credit card? Pay me the 30% interest. Amazon will give you a credit card with the blink of an eye. You want to go give me a Visa credit card or someone else's credit card? They use it very, but give us the 30%.
They hate paying bill to bill. They hate people.
Okay, so here Rav Moshe says a very big fascinating Rav Moshe. What it says over here is that the bank is allowed to pay you ribis. Why? Because the bank is not a person. But you, if you want to borrow money from the bank, and you're going to pay the bank ribis, that you can't do. Because the bank...
disagrees with the Supreme Court.
Why? What do you mean, why?
The Supreme Court said the corporation is a person.
The corporation, and echanami, halacha does not necessarily follow what the Supreme Court says. Halacha. There's no such thing, in halacha as a corporation. In halacha, it's always individuals. It's always a shutvis. This concept that there can be something called a corporation, well, what is a corporation? I'm not responsible.
It's an entity.
Why did the government create such a mitzvah? No one responsible. No one responsible. Limited liability. Not responsible. It's an incredible thing.
Very interesting. You know, it was originally created to protect charitable organizations.
Yeah.
That was the idea of a corporation. That if somebody set up a charitable hospital, they would protect it from being sued.
And that extended into. And when was the first corporation established?
That I don't know.
Okay, it's an incredible thing. So therefore, the halacha has a very hard time dealing with corporations. Yeah. So Moshe makes a chiluk for the corporation to lend you money. To lend you money, it's a problem because they have a power to pay from the individual. But for you to borrow money, but for you to lend money to the corporation, you give them your money, and they're going to give you ribis, that's not a problem because there's no one to be tayveh from.
What about bankruptcy? In halacha, there's no such thing as bankruptcy.
No, there's no such thing in halacha. Din of the malchus, yes, we do. Absolutely. Din of the malchus, din, absolutely. Bala bank, ha-yichidi nechshav malveh, bala bank, yehudi nechshav malveh. Okay, he disagrees. Okay, the base Yitzchak holds not like this. He holds that a bank, we follow the shareholders. A guy allowed to borrow with ribis, but not from Jews. Chiluk sheyesh bale minoyos shareholders or bale ha bank shein lochem shum zuchus lechava stas be bank or be chaver. They have no power to make a decision. The einam ella mikhalim merach will receive shares. The hein bevade inam bebalim. How could a person who gives who just owns shares be considered to be an owner or shutif when you have no decision? In halacha, how do you define a shutfis in halacha? To own shares or to have a power to make a decision? You have to sit on the board. You have to have a vote. If you do not have a vote according to halacha, he wants to suggest that it's not called a shutfis.
Majority shares.
What?
Majority
so that would be different. In Echanam, that's what he's trying to suggest.
Yeah.
How does halacha view, if you want to say that a corporation is called a shutfis, but does that require you to actually have the power to make a decision in the shutfis? They have no bank. But if you have a vote, if you're a shareholder, and you have a vote, that might change the situation. Even though you're limited in the government. One more paragraph. Another sefer. Yoshem Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, Specter, Harav Paulim, Hamasham, Shut Rabbi Israel, Hildesheimer, Haminchas Yitzchak, Hashemir Alevi, Haminchas Shlomo, the old. Okay, so that's why today every single bank today has a Heter Iska. Asru, Lil Voice, the more Machmir and Rav Moshe. All of these Paiskin, the all Machmir, and they Paskin, Asru, Lil Voice, me bank, Shal Yehudi, Beribis, Beli, Heter Iska. That's the bottom line. Vere Yarchoin, the journal, Kol HaTorah. Heter Iska, Shesidr Hagoin, Rav Shmuel Salant, Lebang, Shahoy, they actually have the Heter Iska, Shahoy, Babalos Yisrael, Nerichal, Vechen Hagula Hakpid, Shayye, Heter Iska Kedin, the Minik Oilam Bezmanaze is, then Eretz Yisrael, all of the banks in Eretz Yisrael have a Heter Iska, all the Jewish banks. What? Stay in the Heter Iska, that half is a loan, half is an investment. You just turn a loan is converted into a into a business venture, into a.
You're a shareholder.
It's not necessarily, the heter risk is not necessarily legal. It's like mechiras chametz. It's very, very complicated. It's a very complicated thing. Okay, v'hinei hamishne halachos hevi raya mimasha haritva kasav sheish mishem moichiach misugin shem yesh at the moment shasra latzmai b'koinam. Can look at this list from now the Gemara. If you have a koinam, if you make a koinam, you person the purpose of upon himself with a neder. I make a vow. This money I may not derive benefit from. If I derive benefit from this money, then it is also for me to eat. It's also with a koinam. It's forbidden for me to derive benefit. Mutar la'acher lidloy mimenu. Upaka ba'aloysa shalarisho. So someone else allowed to take it away from you. They're allowed to take it away, and it's no longer the balabais. Shere ilu hoya hatrumos ha'maisro shalarishoin. If the trumos and the maisro shalarishno hoya asur. If it was asur.
Also,
let me just find the right page. The right, now you go to page Yud Zayin. Where is Yud Zayin?
What would be the difference between declaring something kosher and
okay, thanks. If a person says, I'm not allowed to derive benefit from you, I make a neder. I'm not allowed to make benefit from you.
No, it's the other way around. What? Says, you're not allowed to know from me.
From me. And then, then what do? And then I go and I declare it as. Okay, so the point is, if you no longer have control over something, then it's not, but that's the main point. The main point is, if you no longer have control over something, it's not called yours. If I make a vow that I'm not allowed to derive benefit from, in halacha it's no longer called mine. Therefore, when it comes to a corporation, if I have no control, it's my money. I gave them all my money. But the law of the state is, I have no control over this money. The people who make the decisions are the people who are on the board. I don't have control of that corporation. I have no control. So it's not called my money. If it's not called my money, even though I'm Jewish and I'm lending to someone else, the laws of ribis will not apply. That's what he appears to say. Okay, v'hinei ritva v'vidoch ritva devar v'shemach v'avakoy nos luzchos b'bom mishasa afrasha yesh tukayin tzchos tani when agrees tukayin bach abalus v'hamedim mitchum v'samayishos v'hamedim mitchum v'hamedim. Okay, let's go to the next paragraph very quickly. He disagrees. Okay, so he's mefapul in this. He's leave with that he wants just to bring a riot. This is one. This Gemara is one of the makaris for this sugi of how halacha views a corporation. And the issue is, when you have money put aside in an entity, and it's legally your money, but at this moment in time you have no control over that money. Is that called your money? And here, in dealing with the laws of Nedarim, you do have such situations. I'm not clear in the example, but the point is, where a person makes a neder, he make a vow, I will not derive benefit from this money.
The Gemara's case was, he made a vow that no Kohanim can have any benefit from it.
Yeah.
No Kohanim can have any benefit from the money.
Right.
From him.
So now the question is,
are they allowed?
Yeah. And being that no Kohanim can have any benefit, and I can't have any benefit, because it's Truma, so it becomes
Safka. It can take it no matter what. So since no one's allowed to have benefit, including himself, the point is, you see such an example, if you cannot control it, it's not called yours. So that would be a very big naftamina. A corporation, you have no control. It's the same principle. Corporation, it's my money, but I have no control. You have no control, so that means it's not related, connected to you. If it's not your money, then the laws of ribis do not apply. Ribis only applies when you're dealing with individuals that have ownership. This would be indeed a makar for the halacha, that you would not need heteriska for a corporation. However, halacha l'maisa, you mentioned over there, we do what we do. Okay, let's take a very short break. We'll take a very short break and we'll do some topic.